landing pad of greatest transmission, greatest arrival, is to really keep this awareness of the light. And so I'm sure I've said this to you before, but it's just right there. It's sort of like when I'm not in the right frequency, it's like everything's quiet in the Western Front. And then when I move into higher occurrence, it's like I can't keep up with everything. So the cards I'm getting for you are positive forward movement and flow, being in the spiritual flow. So you're growing, it's good. It's very, very good. So that is your message, and did you have a question?
I kind of do. Again, it's going back to the finances, and I know I'm on a spiritual path, but I sent out my resume to this one lady here in Sedona, and I have like mixed feelings about it. And like this morning, I went to Boynton Canyon, where Sanat Kumara is very present, and I just was receiving information and downloads, and I asked about this again, this job, but it's like you said, when I'm in alignment, that spirit just provides. So is there anything they want to share? I'm not being anxious, I'm just saying.
All right, so what's your doubt about?
Well, I know I'm here to do big things, and we all are. I'm just ready to do it. So I know that it's just all divinely orchestrated and divine time, but I'm getting a little like, let's do this. Like I said the other day.
I feel like you are doing it. You want to remember that there's a learning curve, because you don't want to arrive where your destiny is and not be able to hold the space vibrationally, because it just won't take. So you'd hate to finally get your biggest gift and then not be able to use it successfully. So it's frustrating, and trust me, we had this conversation as well. We are all in, the greatest points and the lowest points simultaneously, it feels like, in a way, because of our destiny, because of our uplift performance, because of our, like our own self-promotion. In other words, what you're learning, even though it's like the most frustrating thing imaginable, what you're learning is invaluable, is what they're saying. It's invaluable. So this is the point. It's sort of like you have the carrot, you want a job, so you have the motivation to do the work that your higher self wants you to do, if that makes sense. So I say that with true, oh my God, my heart, sincerity, and I get it on the linear level. I most certainly get it. On the other hand, it's like remembering this is what you came here to do. So it's sort of like, what's that phrase that the mother is, I can't remember that phrase, but in any event, when you have a need, that's when we get busy and do the work that's required of us. Necessity is the mother of invention. That's what it is. Okay, so that being said, say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
Thank you. Helen, say it one more time.
Helen.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to say this. It's the same thing I said. I don't know that I have any additional information. I feel like the process is relevant. I feel like everything you're experiencing, you're shifting and changing whether you're aware of it or not. And this is the point. They're saying this is the latest development. This is the point. So it's through your response system. It's through your gaze. It's through your excellent that you come upon the proper placement. So in other words, when you land the job, it's not just the job in the outer. It's a successful employment within, in terms of your own excellence, your own receivership. I hope that helps.
Okay, just said don't even bother sending resumes out anymore because that's like the old me.
Uh-huh.
All right. So.
That's the okay. information you received?
I just got that like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
But I still do it. I mean, I think I got that like a few weeks ago as well, but I still sent something out yesterday because I was like, oh, this sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, I don't want to override what your guides are saying if you're receiving guidance. But I kind of agree with what they're saying, and I understand where you're coming from. And I wish I had an example, but I know what you're talking about, where I receive guidance to do it one way, and I kind of do it the old way also, just to cover my bases, knowing that I really don't, but somehow I sleep better at night doing it, realizing I'm just living in ego. So I watch myself do that all the time. I know I don't have to do this. I totally get what they're saying and what you're doing. I get it. You're in good company. Keep climbing the mountain to stardom. Keep climbing the mountain to stardom. That's what I keep getting.
Okay, I'm back to Bell Rock. See what else I can get from there in a few days, and back to Boynton Canyon. So I'll just keep moving along and keep receiving.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Lots of love.
Bye. All right, let's see if we have covered everyone. We have not. Jenny, how may we help you?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Could I have a message, please?
Sure. Open to love. You know, if you could just summarize everything I have ever said in all these meetings, it would be summarized in that statement, open to love. So it really says something about where you've arrived, that is what I want to say to you, open to love. Because here's the thing, it's like what Helen was saying, love will provide. Love is the master teacher. Love is the master healer. You're really learning the true meaning of that. And I'm just thinking of like everything on my plate, in the linear anyway, of things that I need to address. And when you open to love, well, there's your sweet spot. There's your answers. I mean, the answers come. And so this is like what they're saying to Helen. She's learning how to align in that state is what it is. And so are you. So are you. Because when you open to love, they're saying first things first, because you're delivered different messages. You're delivered different frequencies. So the other day, I watched myself just do something from the old format and go into a little bit of fear. And it was only when I relaxed and I let go of the fear that I suddenly had insights that totally solved my problem. I never would have received if I hadn't moved to that higher awareness. So this is the point. It's like open to love. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have action to take. It doesn't mean that your linear problem is ignored. Because remember, there is no linear. There is no linear. It's a dream. There is no linear. It's all, they're saying, state of the union. But it's all our consciousness. So what we're doing is healing our own consciousness. So getting back to Kelly and my gang members, I'm dreaming the gang members. I'm just working with those aspects of myself that got into all kinds of goofy behavior to feel loved and included. So when I'm working with them, I'm really working with that part of self. So this is the point. But love will bring forth the practical results too. What do I do with that? What do I do with myself? How do I say stay safe while still wanting the best for another? And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
Yeah. The mind likes to stay put. The mind likes to stay committed to its old approach. I mean, it really does. I wish I could think of that example when I was discussing it with Helen. But I know the higher way, and I still want to do it the old way, and it's always a waste of time. And it doesn't get me anywhere, but it's like so entrenched. It's hard to have liftoff sometimes. It's hard to let go. But that's what we're all doing. That's what we're all succeeding at. So I would love to say something more to you besides whatever I said, open to love. But it's really the master teacher, and that's where you're learning to hang out. And they're saying it's a privilege. It's a privilege on both ends. It's a privilege to hang out with love in that, like, you're finally in those higher energies. And it's a privilege in that those making the provisions, accommodating your wishes and desires, it's a privilege to be of service to you. So ultimately what we're doing is simply really merging with our own divine remembrance. So the more that you can, they're saying, like, circulate with those advancements. In other words, appreciate your new accommodations. So I remember taking the train, where was I taken? I think from DC to Georgia, imagine that. But anyway, so it was like a sleeper car, but I was gifted with, like, the best sleeper car. So it was, it, interestingly enough, it was actually very comfy. So this is the point, when I'm saying this to you, it's like you've been accommodated with, like, the best provisions. You also have dragons helping you. So if you psychically see dragons, that's correct. You've got dragons helping you. And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
You're doing very nicely, may I add. You're doing very nicely. So there's also no accident. You came after Helen's message. Doing very nicely. And did you have a question?
I feel like there was a lot of coding in what you just shared that I'll need to unpack later. All this kind of ties in with me going home with my family. And I guess a little bit of a frustration from my mind where I know that everything is in divine order and I am excited to do this and go. And I'm in process of, like, booking tickets, and I've organized all the things that need to happen. And yet I can feel this, like, underlying anxiety and angst and reactive nature occurring within my own little family here happening. And it's frustrating because I don't even have, like, words or thoughts to put to it, if that makes sense. Like, it reminds me of when Penny's really around dogs, she's, like, is equally excited and equally fearful. And that, like, same feeling came to me, or, you know, comparison came to me today when I think about what I'm about to embark on. And I know beyond just on a linear sense of this experience and healing with my own family, I know this means such tremendous, beautiful propulsion into this next journey that I'm being prepared for and stage. And I get stuck because I keep hearing and I know, like, you know, like, drop the fear, get out of this. But I get so hung up on, yeah, I guess doing it the old way and, like, the mind, like, trying to figure it out. And then there's not even anything to pin down. It's just, like, anxiety and excitement at the same time. And I almost don't know how to drop into the love.
Okay. So they're saying to honor the final approach. In other words, from a mind standpoint, or they're saying a hoax, but from the linear standpoint, all of this surface energy, all of the past tendencies of having that fear, well, they're going to be self-proclaimed. So we don't have to get wigged out if they reveal their heads, because that's just part of the programming. The more that you realize you're entitled to lift off, the faster you'll be blessed. So in English, when you notice the fear surfacing, acknowledge it, realize, you know, its time has come. In other words, you've been feeding that fear. So when it arrives, it's like, well, you know, I fostered you, I sponsored you, so here you are. But in the next step, really just remind yourself to drop the projection, because fear is simply like projecting into the future. If you just simply gently remind yourself to drop the projection, and then there's nothing to be fearful of, because you're just projecting into the future. So the more you can just stay in the present, the more you can stay in the present, and then just notice the fear without avoidance, you know, without circuitry. In other words, it makes sense. You, like anything we create with our thought, exists on some level. So it's like, yeah, you know, I fed it, and boy, am I powerful. But then in the next step, you also are the master. And so love always trumps. I mean, it's just more powerful. It's like 10 times more powerful or whatever. So as you drop that projection, you're going to find, as you do it over and over, then that becomes the master. That becomes that tool of empowerment and grace. And say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
Healing your throat chakra, lady. And say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
Throat chakra hope. Throat chakra hope. Yes. So, in English, all that energy that was used for fear is now being used, dropping the projection and staying in the present. And you also want to remember all that connectedness, all that wholeness, all that peace, all that love, all that, that's what you're bringing along with you. So everything you're packing, you're also packing your connection to source. So this is the whole point. In all moments, you're one with your highest thought, your highest sponsoring offering, with your grace. And say your name one last time, please.
Jennifer.
Thank you. Third eye chakra. And say it one more time.
Jennifer.
Foundations and achievements. I asked for final outcome. This looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Four, stability. Everyone happy in their house.
And with the throat, is it, it's what I think, I guess, is it's like finding that balance between when to speak and when not to.
And say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
Yeah, I feel like it's coming in into harmony with self. Like you're releasing some of that angst, some of that bitterness. Like they're saying, it's a hard pill to swallow. Like there's healing. There's healing. So you can return to your natural power, your natural delivery.
Okay. Can I pack you with me when I go?
I am just an energy imprint away.
Feeling you'll be in my dreams. Thank you.
It's so funny. I went to a store with Benjamin earlier, and he's always with the AirPod, you know, always listening to music no matter what he's doing. And I thought, maybe there's something to all this. So I actually went through the store with him listening to the Beatles. So you could be listening to me the whole time. It's fine. Mwah, love.
I'll take that.
Okay. All right. I think we are complete. So, oh no, Carmen. I'm so sorry, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
You have a message?
Sure. And say your first name.
Carmen.
And say it one more time, please.
Carmen?
You're learning how to trust yourself. It's so funny, even though we were giggling with Jen, the truth is her time is upon her. Her time has come. And she's learning how to trust herself. So it's the same thing with you. You have high marks in the ethers. You have high marks of privilege. And you're learning how to honor that. You're learning how to own that. You're learning how to allow your time to arrive. Sometimes it's not about changing the obvious. In other words, you may see things, you may sense things, and you might get frustrated because it's like, why am I supposed to see all this? I can't change the situation. Trust your first occurrence. In English, trust that what you're doing is developing heaven sequencing. So I'm going to give you an example. There may be, like, imagine I come upon something that I think, well, this is not fair, or I see someone hurting and it's like, boy, I wish I could take them out of that situation, something like that. You're seeing it through spiritual vision, number one, for you to receive the applause. In other words, for you to trust your inner senses. And secondly, to offer broad stroke faith. So when you come upon a situation with love, when you come upon a situation with overriding measure, what you do is take them out of confinement. You take them out of their, I can't get that word, but it's like the reason they're there is because of their promise to themselves to sort of pivot. So in other words, they're experiencing something that they're then learning how to create a bridge, how to create new arrival, new thought pattern, new focus, so something like that. So when you observe it, it's sort of like that MIT study where two people observe one thing and it shifts depending on who's observing it. When you sprinkle it with light, when you sprinkle it with higher vision, what you do is you sponsor shift, you sponsor change, because you offer them that higher placement, that higher frequency. So in essence, that's basically, getting back to Jen, since she came before you, that's basically what I do with Jenny. Is what I say is helpful, but what's really helpful is I see her in her truth. I see her in her Christ presence. So when she tunes into that, she creates her own miracles for herself, because the placement was offered. The placement was offered. And then she comes into agreement. So this is what you're understanding. You're understanding your influence. You're understanding your consensus. You're understanding your advisement. And say your name again, please. Well, that's okay. I'll just say this. So you're placed in situations to be a benefit, to be of light. So you don't have to, I'm going to say this again, I don't know if it happened, it's going to happen. You don't have to feel bad that, oh gosh, you know, I wish like life would just be pure and innocent, because we will get there, we will awaken. But in the interim, it's like you're walking around with the flashlight. So it's like, here's the light so you can find your way, here's the light so you can find your way. You're going to find that you're being used more than you realize. Pay attention to what you're paying attention to. And you're just going to start chuckling. You're really going to start understanding how life's not really just for you, how you're being used, how, you know, when like you're waiting for your full-time ministry, it's almost like the joke's on you. It's already, you're already afoot. It's already happening. So they want to make you more present really with justified pride that you're coming into greater harmony, greater exposure, greater prophecy. So the more that you can be kind of engaged in like a full-time evaluation, in other words, to come to realize the benefit of your empowerment, the more you'll respect your own destiny, the more you'll respect your own efficacy, is that the right word? Like your own abilities, your own ability to master creation. And say your name one more time, please.
Carmen.
Yeah, you're coming into your own. You're coming into your own. So that is your message. And I have, as a girlfriend of mine says, goosies all over. So funny when she says that. But in any event, you're really coming. And here's the point. You're going to be helping others. You are helping others. But you're also helping yourself because they really want you to understand the value of your commodity. So that is your message. I hope that makes sense. And did you have a question?
Yeah. I went to the dentist today for cleaning, and it had been a while. So, and it was a new dentist, so she wanted to take x-rays.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was this one high-tech machine where you just kind of stand there and it rotates around you and it takes a cranial x-ray. So she put it up on the monitor. Mm-hmm. And so because it's a cranial, so just by happenstance it takes more than the jaw. And she's like, I want to bring some attention, but I'm not qualified to say anything about this. And so she says this cloud has to be investigated, and you should go see a specialist because I'm not sure what it is. And like around my chin on the x-ray was a cloud of white stuff. And like my first reaction was like I was in shock. And then my second reaction was like, I'm not going to go there. And then my third reaction was like, holy fuck, why the hell is this happening?
Oh, sweetheart. I don't have the details. It's just not what I'm good at. But when I pull cards, I've got heal and hope. So I've got very positive cards about the situation, whatever it may or may not be. Let me pull cards again. I'm going to put heal and hope to the side, and we'll do it one more time. And say your name again, honey.
Carmen.
And say it one more time, please.
Carmen.
Thank you. I keep getting very good cards. Very good cards. So I don't know the details behind it, but I do know that everything, you've got good energy supporting you through this process and good outcome.
When I was sitting in the chair, just because they left me to sit there, I thought, like, what could it represent? I was trying to figure out, like, is it throat chakra? Is it heart chakra? And then I was like, maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's just a cloud because I'm, like, in a fog. uncertain of how to speak and bring forth my truth.
I wish I knew, my love. I don't know why you're calling forth this experience. I'm going to pull a final card and say your name one more time.
Carver.
Thank you. Final card I get is Master. And a lot of green healing energy included in that card. So I don't have any concerns about the final outcome of all this. I don't know the details. But I positively will keep you in my prayers as you discover the details. Yeah, I feel very positive about you. Oh my gosh, I will definitely do some prayer work on your behalf later. I've got someone's father and I've got you. So we'll work on you first. Work on you first. All right. And Carmen, say your name one more time, please.
Carmen.
Yet another positive card coming together. So all I get are positive cards, my love. That's the best I know. And we love you and support you.
Can I ask one more thing?
Of course.
I'm wondering if it's related because we're talking about all those positive cards. Mm-hmm. So my aunt called me yesterday because yesterday was 1 year since we buried my father.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a dream. And in the dream, my grandfather, was taking her to heaven. And he says, look what I do. Opened up these celestial gates. And my grandfather, when he was living, he was a gardener, not as a job, but as his hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And so he opened these celestial gates, and there were roses of every color.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I do this. I'm the gardener. I work for her. And so my aunt was saying this, and she said, I don't know who her is. And then it suddenly hit me. I'm like, oh my God, Mother Mary's gardener, Mother Mary uses. And then I got the goosebumps like all over. And so that was yesterday. And then last night I was thinking about the garden and the roses. And then today when I was waiting, because my daughter went first, I was healing, I was anchoring the energy in. So mm-hmm. when I go out to places, I anchor the energy. So whoever steps there after me,
mm-hmm.
have that light. So I was putting the roses everywhere. So I'm wondering if the roses like that had manifested yesterday so that I would know to use them to heal myself today. Because mm-hmm. I'm seeing all that green in that car that you were pulling.
And say your first name, please.
Carmen.
I know what I would say as from the linear standpoint, like from my mind, but from keeping it pure, all I know for certain is, I don't have the answer to that question, of why you're calling forth this manifestation. Carmen, say your name one more time, please.
Carmen.
Thank you. Solar plexus. plexus, crown chakra. Again, very positive cards.
Okay, I'll work on those.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. Keep you in our prayers. In our higher vision, they're wanting me to correct. They don't want me to say prayer. They're saying higher vision. So I am keeping you in my higher vision is what I will be doing.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for sharing. All right. Indeed. You know what? Let me just take a moment to keep you in my higher vision while we're here with this energy. So one moment, please. Okay. Indeed, we surround each with light, love, and our highest vision as well. Namaste. So thank you everyone for sharing, for they're saying for keeping a gladdened heart, for keeping a gladdened heart. And they're kind of talking about Jen's message. It's like when we keep our heart open, that's when we can receive the best transmissions. So we're not trying to intellectually figure things out. We're opening to, they're saying our truest riches really is our heart. And the more that we open that heart and we keep that open, the easier it is for us to receive that higher frequencing, higher messages. So again, so much love to everybody. And we'll be back tomorrow at 7 for anyone that might want to arrive. Much love, everybody. I'm just so proud of all of us. I mean, we really are. We really are committed, is what I want to say. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful feeling just to watch everyone aligning with their truth. We're making the road, we're making that path easier and easier for those that follow. Remember they always talked about like the first wave. We always read about that, like, ooh, I wonder if I'll be in the first wave. Well, now we're trying to swim past those individual waves. Oh, and the ants, we'll look into that. It's like we're walking it out or swimming it out, I should say, right? So. Mwah. What a privilege to be here.
Thanks, Nicole. Support. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Bye, everybody.